being your lover.
Noon. Hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into some college football conversation, some of the headlines coming out of the spring meetings in Destin for the SEC. We got some Kirby Smart audio for you as well. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
We were talking because, you know, the Falcons OTAs and things. And so we were just talking about, you know, the whole Cousins thing, not being OTAs. And I'm just at a point where he's like, okay, I'm tired of being the good soldier. Because me and you are in the same thing. Like, why come anyways? Like, I was shocked he was there in the first place when it started.
Right.
So
it seems like come to all of it or come to none of it.
Yeah. Like right? what kind of point are you proving? They've already said they're not going to do you a solid. I think you don't understand that. They're not going to do you a solid. Now, it's – I won't say it's their fault you're in this situation because you did get hurt and didn't tell anybody and all those things. But at the same time, like, they're not going to just cut you and eat that money.
No, clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly. Otherwise, they would have already
They would have done it. Yeah. They would have done it after the Super Bowl thing. Mm-hmm. They would have done it after so many different things, and yet they still have not moved you. They are comfortable with you being the backup quarterback. Now, I know you're not comfortable being the backup quarterback, which is, you know, glaring.
Yeah.
But they are comfortable with you being the number two.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have to get comfortable. Or you could just hold out.
Yeah.
Like, which would be, to me, the worst-case scenario, because even any of this is kind of like, it's not the worst-case scenario, but it's not a good scenario, because there's like kind of two things happening right now. One of them is an exciting, young team who did the thing we finally wanted them to do in the draft, and they've got the young quarterback that people are fired up about, and offensive weapons, and like all of this, I don't know, promise, sort of like from a roster perspective.
Right.
And then there's this middle part that is, yeah, that's true, but the general manager is in year five and they haven't had a winning season yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the expectation over the last couple of years was playoffs and they fell short. So the coach is on the hot seat too, it mm-hmm. seems like probably. And then so that's not great. Like, that doesn't really line up with the roster, because the roster is young and exciting and mm-hmm. everyone's excited to see it.
Yep.
But if the young being the key word, roster plays young, these guys are probably going to get fired for it. And then you got over here, like a quarterback controversy, sort of. Like, I don't know if it's really a controversy or whatever, but it's not what you want. It's not the quarterback story you want.
Right.
So it is just it's a weird thing. Like, and that's to me why I would have gotten rid of it a long time ago.
Yes.
Because then at least we could be focusing on the young, fun, exciting roster.
Without
and then there's the other part, too. The coach has to coach better, and hopefully the general manager, finally his vision came to be and all that kind of stuff. But that's more normal football stuff. There's not very often that I can remember ever, any team I've covered or been a fan of or anything like that, where I'm this excited for the quarterback, and there's a quarterback controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Never. Never happened. Only the Falcons.
Yeah, but get comfortable, bro. Like, don't withdraw the babies. Because, like, again, they're not going to eat this money.
Nope.
They're not, because you're paying them anyway. Bro, you know, and it took me a minute to come around on that, because I know we had callers back in February saying, well, they're paying them, might as well keep them. Like, nah, you got to get rid of them.
The reason that I said no is the same reason that I feel now, because I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because I don't want this around.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's just a.
There would not be a game that is played that's not mentioned.
Yeah. No, not one.
No.
Not one. And if it gets into training camp, that'll be one of the defining stories of training camp. And that, it sucks. Like, it's totally unnecessary. You messed up.
Yep.
You gave him a contract that was poorly constructed on the back end.
Because you didn't have to do it.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. You did. Obviously, had he played better, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But he didn't, and we are.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to eat your mistakes and hope you can fix it by winning, because that's the only thing you can do.
That's it.
Win games, no one's going to care about this a year from now.
At all.
But here we are. So, I don't know. That, to me, is that my reason for wanting to end it at the beginning is the same as now, is because now here it is lingering. People wondering why he's not there, or if he's there, and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, So unnecessary and distracting from the more important stuff. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. We'll hear from the guy who's actually going to play quarterback.
Set!
All right, Michael Penix, QB1, starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, talking about his time this offseason spent with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, just learning how to be a pro. You know, obviously, he knows this is my second year.
coming into it, obviously my first year starting, you know, he talked to me about his times during that time and, you know, how he got to where he ended up. So just those type of things, building blocks and, you know, things that that I needed to hear that I probably want to hear from, you know, other people. But hearing from somebody that actually was in this position, you know, doing it at a high level. So that was big time.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to, you know, when the best player maybe in franchise history that you're on is a quarterback, yeah, you get an opportunity to lean on him and all those different things. And Matt is more than happy to help you with anything that Michael may need. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you can have that kind of resource or anything like that as a young player, it's always valuable, man. It's always valuable. I know this about Matt. He won't overstep boundaries and try to be like, yeah, Oh, no, you should do this instead. That's not what the conversation should be about or would be about. It'd be more about anything else other than that.
The other thing about that, too, to me, that is cool, is it seems like whatever static there might have been about the end of Matt Ryan's time with the Falcons, They've fixed it.
Yeah.
Like, it's good now.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be remembered as a Falcon. He'll be in the Ring of Honor and all that. He'll be a part of future stuff. Like, that's good. It's always good when franchise legends have that happen. I don't know if that's the case for this guy. I don't know if that's where they're at right now with old number 11, who used to catch passes from Matt Ryan. Here's Julio Jones, because Julio Jones, Roddy White, and Harry Douglas are doing a podcast now, right?
Yes.
Has the first episode come out now? It came out yesterday. Okay. I think it's going to be a great podcast, and I think they're going to tell great stories because they have them. But I think I know what this podcast is going to be. I think it's just going to make it's just going to drum up like rage for Falcons fans.
Yeah.
They're just going to tell more details of things that you are mad about. And then you're just going to get re-mad about them, which is pretty genius. Like, this is probably going to get a million downloads. People are going to really, they're going to hate listen to it.
Yeah, man.
Because it's going to be stories about stuff that sucked in more detail. For instance, Julio Jones talking about how many targets he got in the Super Bowl.
Man, about the Super Bowl, I have yet to go back and watch it.
Oh, the game?
I haven't went back to watch the game. And two, like, for me, just like in that game, it was just like I had four opportunities in that game. And that whole game too, though, like all this, what I've done and, you know, as the team, and we got to the Super Bowl, it's just like I had four opportunities.
Bro, that one catch you had on the sideline,
it was awesome.
I had four opportunities, though, the whole game. That's insane.
That is
four
ridiculous.
Targets in the Super Bowl.
No, that's ridiculous.
But again, I did what was asked of me.
Yeah, it's crazy because I didn't. But see, that's what
I honestly didn't remember that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Why can't we just leave it in the archive? Why has it got to be drubbed up and now everybody's gonna be mad again all over damn again? Yep. Because that's just a snippet. And I mean, I advise everybody to download it and go do it, because I know my man HD putting it down, and I know Rod and who is going to be an amazing podcast.
You want to support those guys. Those guys are awesome.
Make sure you download it and everything like that, and support them fellas, man. But yeah, it's going to be, yeah. But isn't that what these podcasts do now?
Yes.
Is they drum up everything, and then it's like, see, I knew that was what happened.
There's two things that they do. They tell funny stories that we didn't ever know that are fun for people to hear.
Yes.
Especially if they're a funny story about you.
Yes.
That's your story to tell.
Yes.
Those are great.
Yes.
And I think like Vernon Maxwell's done a great job with that.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad Vernon Maxwell is back. There's nobody funnier.
Me too.
Vernon always been funny.
Some people were just made for the podcast.
Somebody
era,
well,
and he's one of them.
And again, they going to hell eventually. I'm telling you, Jeff Teague and them boys, they gonna do a podcast from hell. Them dudes, they're so damn funny.
What'd they do this time?
We'll talk about that.
Okay, it's an off-the-air thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But them dudes there got problems.
Then there's the other thing that these podcasts do, which is go back and talk about, like, traumatic experiences for the fan base in greater detail to drum up engagement, which is what they're going to do. And here's the thing. Like, Julio talked that you could have looked at the box score and saw that. There's stories that will be told in this podcast that you can't look at a box score and tell.
Yes.
Like, you know? So I just hope everybody has a plan for all the stories that might get told in this podcast. Not like, you know, anything outrageous is going to be told, but it's going to be like, hey, so Julio, how's your relationship with the Falcons organization right now?
Yep.
Then he'll answer that.
Yeah.
Then people will be like, why is it like that? Then, you know. I just hope that whatever it is, whatever the disconnect is between him and them that happened at the end,
come back.
I hope they can fix it because, man, the guy's a legend in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, And I know somebody's going to be wearing 11, but 11 should be in the Ring of Honor someday. Yes. And yes. There's no reason for any animosity. So
yeah, I agree.
You hate think that there would be. Steelers legend Terry Bradshaw calls pursuit of Aaron Rodgers, quote, a joke. He also told him that he should go out in nature and eat some bark.
He said go eat some damn bark.
Which is, yeah, do we have that? Phenomenal. Let's hear that from Terry Bradshaw.
What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
Who the hell is
Is it? Jason Marks is he talking to?
He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing.
He does not like Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
He does not like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Terry Bradshaw likes anybody outside of the crew that he's with and, like, the old Steelers. He don't like nothing about the new Steelers.
Nope. Never. Does he like Mike Tomlin?
I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like
I don't
it.
Think so.
Maybe he did at one point, but I think that's sour.
But yeah. Terry don't like nobody.
Let's flip side, though. Does anybody like Aaron Rodgers that has been around him?
Yeah, people like him.
Who?
Like, he'd be on Pat's show.
Joe Rogan likes him, yeah. Pat McAfee pays him $1 million to do that.
True. I don't know. He got friends.
Alan Lazard loves him.
Davante Adams loves him.
Loves him.
Yeah, so people like him.
Okay.
People like him.
All right.
I mean, yeah. He's just a different cat, man. He is. He's a different cat that won them penitentiary library reading brothers.
Yeah, he got real smart,
you know,
real
got
quick.
Got real damn smart and want to educate you while your ass doing a 25-year bid.
Yeah, I know
what to do, brother. Now I did what you did. You didn't educate me. I'm glad you're learning something. Should have read that book for your ass went in there.
All right. Who was Terry Bradshaw talking to there, though? That was a fun country-sounding podcast there. It was an Arkansas morning show? Phenomenal. That's exactly what Arkansas Sports Radio should sound like. Goodness. Hell yeah. That's perfect. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. We got some Kirby Smart audio for you. Greg Sankey.
Kirby just texts, go Dogs. Like, we got a big fish.
Oh! We'll see if we can figure out who that is, too. We probably won't. But if we do, we'll tell you who that is coming up next, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.